This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, happy Sabbath. It's a privilege to be here. I thank God for the gift of life. And I thank Pastor Brian for choosing me. I am very excited to be here. And I hope we're going to have a great time together. If you believe it, say amen.
Amen.
All right. I am a sinner saved by grace. I love God, and I love talking about God as well. I am going to invite you to stand with me if you are able, so we can read the Word of God. The scripture is Matthew 25, verse 13. Matthew 25, verse 13. If you find, say amen. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Let us pray. Father God, we come before you. We thank you so much. We thank you for your love, your grace. We thank you for who you are. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Father, we need you right now. Forgive our sins. Minister to us. We need you. Stay with us. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. We cannot do anything without the Holy Spirit. I'm going to ask you to sing Spirit of the Living God with me. Let us sing together. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Ask God to break you. Break me. Melt me. Mold me. Mold me and fill me. Fill me, Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. Amen. There was a time I was completely broke. I needed money. And the only thing that I can do was to apply for a job. I was praying and I was waiting. And finally, I was called in for a job interview. I was so excited. I prepared myself. I was wearing a very nice dress. I looked professional and I was completely ready. I wanted to leave 15 minutes early. But I realized that I didn't have my resume. Someone told me, whenever you are going to a job interview, make sure you have your resume with you. I was looking for a place to print out my resume. And I was late. I was almost 15 minutes behind schedule. And there was another obstacle. There was construction. The quicker road was black. And it kind of delayed me again. And I was praying when I was driving. I was like, God, I want to make it. I want to make it. Fortunately, when I went to the office,
I was on time. But someone told me, you need to go to the other building. It was so close. I had to work for 1 minute. And I was working so fast. And when I came, the secretary was waiting for me. And I said, hello, yes, my name. And she knew that I was late. And she told me, Miss Vishanka, unfortunately, you will not be able to go because you are late. And I was like, but it's only 1 minute. She said, no. And I said, why? She said, because the door is already closed. I am sorry. I was sad. I was mad. I was disappointed. I was sad because I needed the job. I was mad because if I left a couple minutes early, I will be on time. There's a French poet named Jules Jouy. He said, the time is the time. After the time, it's not the time. And before the time, it's not the time. I was thinking about it. So if you have an appointment at 4, you come at 3:59, it's not the time. You come at 4:01, it's still not the time. But it's better to be on time. It's better to come earlier instead of being late. I told the secretary, just 1 minute, please. But she said, no, the door is already closed. And when I was mad, God said, Vishanka, fortunately, you can find another opportunity. The only door, when the door is closed, there will be no more opportunity. It's the door of heaven. Matthew 25, verse 13 says, be watchful. Because you don't know the time, you don't know the hour. The Son of God will come soon. This morning I will be speaking on the topic, be ready, Jesus is coming soon. I'm going to ask you to turn to your neighbor and smile at your neighbor and say, neighbor. Turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor, be ready. Neighbor, Jesus is coming soon. If you believe Jesus is coming soon, say amen.
Amen.
I will be developing 3 key words. They are preparation, prudence, and perseverance. Can the church repeat after me? Preparation, prudence, and perseverance. So what happened? End the story. There were 10 virgins, 5 wise and 5 foolish. They had the same goal. They all wanted to see Jesus. But they were not prepared the same way. They wanted to see Jesus, but they were not all ready. This morning, I want to ask you if you really want to see Jesus. Amen. Waiting without preparation is in vain, because it's a special event. You are waiting for God, the great creator, your savior, your redeemer. Let's talk a little bit about the parable. Jesus used Matthew 25 to talk about his second coming. He said there were 10 virgins, 5 wise and 5 foolish. They all wanted to meet the bridegroom, and they had the same goal. But unfortunately,
Only the five wise had the opportunity to meet. Only the five wise had the opportunity to meet the bridegroom. The five foolish missed the opportunity to meet the bridegroom because of a lack of preparation. I do not want anyone to miss that opportunity because it's going to be a beautiful event. So we must be prepared because Jesus is coming soon. They were together, but they did not go to the same destination. I come to tell you to prepare yourself and to fix your eyes on Jesus. Prepare yourself wisely. Prepare yourself not because you want to be among the crowd, not because you want to be among the pastors, not because you want to be among the Seventh-day Adventists, but because you want to see Jesus. Amen. What is your insufficiency? The foolish virgins did not meet the bridegroom because they had two issues: procrastination and neglectfulness. They were late and they did not have sufficient oil in their lives. It can be too late to organize yourself if you wait until the last minute to prepare yourself. If you don't prepare yourself, when it comes, it will not recognize you. It will not know your image because you didn't care about him. You need to prepare yourself because he cares about you. A lot of people would like to see Jesus, but not all of them will see him because of lack of preparation. Your decision and your action can shut the door of heaven. There are many ways today that we are shutting the door. When you refuse the grace of God, you shut the door. When you refuse to prepare yourself, when you are procrastinating, you shut the door. When you refuse to accept Christ, you shut the door. When you are living a double life, you shut the door. There are an abundant amount of opportunities to be prepared. That is why I am encouraging you to prepare yourself. Don't shut the door now if God also has not shut it. While you are preparing yourself, what are you carrying in your lamp? You may say, preacher, why are you talking about lamp? Because we don't use lamp. I have a brand new iPhone, so I have my flash on my phone. I don't use lamp, but I'm not talking about a literal lamp. I'm talking about your heart. I'm talking about your mind. What are you carrying in your mind? What are you carrying in your heart? There are things that you are carrying in your heart. You will not be able to see Jesus with those things. You need to let them go. You need to ask God to wash you, to clean you, to make you the way that he wants you to be. Amen. I want you to carry great things in your heart. Carry joy in your heart. Carry forgiveness in your heart. Carry patience in your heart because you need them so you can see Jesus. It's not about your good work. Your good work cannot save you. But Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Mm-hmm.
By doing great things, they will know if you are a man of God or a servant of God. So it's good to do great things. It's good to live like Christ.
The second key is prudence. Prudence is required. While you are preparing yourself, you need to be prudent, because the enemy is attacking us every day. We are always under attack. So you need to be prudent. What does it mean to be prudent? It means to be attentive, to pay attention. You are waiting on the second coming of Jesus Christ. And the waiting process, you need to be prudent. Being prudent is to be vigilant. The foolish woman did not see the spouse because of imprudence. Do not let imprudence fail you where prudence can make you achieve success. I don't know if you get it. I'm going to say it again. Do not let imprudence fail you where prudence can make you achieve success. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Matthew 25, verse 13. What does it mean? Jesus said, watch. It's not Wishanka, it's not me. Jesus said it. He said, watch, because you don't know the time, you don't know the hour. Watch is imperative. Watch is a command. It's not like you can choose to do it or not. God wants you to do it. It's mandatory. You have to do it. He says, watch. The Greek word for watch is gregoreo. It means to stay alert, to keep watching, to be watchful. So if he said watch, it's a process. You need to do it constantly. You need to be watchful. You need to open your eyes. You need to be aware of what is happening. Jesus said, watch, because you don't know the time nor the hour. But there's something. You know, the Greek word also means like to keep watching and to stay awake. But Jesus did not have a problem with them because they fell asleep. Because what happened is, while the 10 virgins were waiting for God, you know, they were together, but in the middle of the night, they fell asleep. But some of them were not prepared. So if you are going to bed unprepared, when you wake up, you will find your stuff unprepared. And if you are going to bed, you prepare all your stuff. When you wake up, you will find all your stuff the same way. So that's why you need to prepare yourself all the time, because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know the hour. So if you have to do something, the moment is now. Amen. Hallelujah. Be watchful means stay awake as well. But in this context, the groom did not have any problem with falling asleep. He had a problem because they were not ready. It's a matter of ready or not. I want you to prepare yourself before you go to bed. Don't focus on the relationship of other people with God. Focus on your relationship with God. The difference is between the wise and the foolish, not the wise and the wicked. When they are talking about the 10 virgins, virgins are great things. But some of them were foolish. So I'm thinking about something. We can be all in church, but we are not all wise. So today is the day to ask God, who am I? Am I foolish or am I wise? How do you want me to be? What do you want me to change? How can I live for you? Because I want to see you. I don't want to miss that opportunity, because heaven is more beautiful than the United States. Heaven is more beautiful than Greece. Heaven is more beautiful than Dubai. Heaven is a nice place. We cannot even describe it. I don't want you to miss that beautiful opportunity. There will be no more cry. There will be no more sickness. We're gonna be with the King of Kings. We cannot miss that opportunity. Today is the day. And at this time, if a virgin is asking you for help, you will not be able to do it, because it's gonna be too late. That's why if you have time now, you need to help somebody. You need to tell somebody about Jesus. You need to share the word with somebody, because when Jesus comes, it's gonna be too late. You will not be able to save your fiance, your wife, your mother, your cousin, your lovely friend. So it's now. Now it's the time to talk to someone about Jesus. Prepare yourself. Jesus is coming soon. I want you to have another mindset. And I want you to have more faith, because your Father will come. He will come soon. In Matthew 23, verse 14, Jesus says, "Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming." He said, "Your Lord is coming." So there's a relationship. Your Lord is coming. Now, he didn't say the Son of God, even though the Son of God is still Jesus, the mighty King. But now he said, "Your Lord is coming." He wants to have a relationship with you. He calls you mine. He said, "You are love." He said, "You are priceless." He said, "You are His." If you feel like you are by yourself, I want to tell you that your God loves you. If you feel like you are not loved enough, I want to tell you your God loves you. He is love. He loves you. He wants you. He is preparing a place for you. So now it's time to prepare yourself. Don't procrastinate. Live a godly life. Seek righteousness. Seek the kingdom of God. Thank you, God. And now, I will be talking about perseverance. Persevere until the end. Persistence, enduring something despite difficulty or delay in achieving success. This is the definition according to Oxford, like perseverance. What does that mean, to persevere? How can I persevere? Jesus wants us to persevere. According to Matthew 23, verse 13, "But he who endures to the end shall be saved." In French, they would say, the person who persevere will be saved. So why God asks us to persevere? God asks us to persevere because God knows that life will not be always pink. God knows that we can encounter difficulties. God knows that sometimes storms can come, but you need to persevere. If you persevere, your faith will not be shaking. If you persevere, you will see Him. Do not give up. continue to persevere. He knows it's not easy. You can suffer. You can endure pain. But he wants you to persevere. Do not use excuses. Persevere. Do not be foolish. Persevere. Be prudent and persevere. Do not be neglectful. Persevere. Stand firm and persevere. You are a warrior. You are a soldier. You are a man and a woman of valor. You are a mighty warrior, so you can persevere. Amen. You need to persevere because that event will be real. It's not just a story. It's not something that they put in a book because they want you to be happy. But it's real. Jesus will come soon. In John 14, verse 13, Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." His delay should give us more hope. Faith. We need faith. His delay should give us more faith. His delay should not let us doubt about his promises. His delay should transform us as better disciples. Amen. If he does not come today, persevere. If he does not come later, persevere. If he does not come tomorrow, persevere. And if he does not come the day after tomorrow, persevere. If Jesus don't come, within 10 years, continue to persevere because you will come. He said, persevere until the end. Prepare yourself until you triumph. You are not the only one who is making preparation, because Jesus is preparing a room for you as well. If the king is preparing himself, why not? Why not preparing yourself? Because the King of Kings is interceding for you and I. All the time, when we messed up, when we are broken, when we betray him, he is praying for you. He is interceding on your behalf. What a nice privilege. Thank you, God. It's all about the grace of God. It's really not about you. It's really not about me. It's really not about our good works, but about the blood of Jesus. His blood can cover us and prepare us. We need to ask Jesus to prepare us so we can see him, because we will not be able to do it, but he is able to do it. Produce the image of God before it's too late. That door is not the door of my job. I can still have another job. There are a lot of opportunities. If it's closed, it's fine. I will find a job. Praise God. But the door of heaven, when that door
is closed. It's closed forever.
My prayer is to see all the beautiful faces that I see in this church and heaven. The grace of God is sufficient to cover all of us. The grace of God is sufficient to save us. Amen. Thank you, God. Be prepared for the delay. Some people used to say, a lot of people used to say, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming, and I never see Jesus. So where is Jesus? He's living eternally. So if he does not come now, it's not a problem. But he says, he will come, he will come. He is patient. And he also wants to give us time to repent. He also wants to give us time so we can have a good relationship with him. We may be in the same community, but we are not the same. I'm not talking about race. I'm talking about faith. I'm not talking about social status. So let's take an example. They were teen virgins, but they did not have the opportunity to see Jesus. What if they were prepared, like if they were not acting foolishly, they would see Jesus, because it's like they were in the same circle, but they did not have the chance to see Jesus. If we are in the same church, why you are not watching over me? Help your sister, help your brother, so they can see Jesus. Don't wait until the last minute to tell your brother, this is what you have to do. The time is now. We may be studying the same field, but we are not preparing the same way. I don't come to make a comparison, but I come to wake you up, because God say, watch. I want you to be aware of what is happening. I come to tell you to be watchful. The 10 virgins had a similar goal. They all wanted to see the groom, but they don't all see the groom. I'm going to ask you to do something. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. I want you to say it with confidence. Neighbor, be watchful. Say, neighbor, are you preparing yourself? Now say, neighbor, what are you waiting for? And now I want you to ask yourself those questions. I want you to make an introspection, to think if you are preparing yourself while you are watching on your neighbor. Be prepared. God does not want anyone to be destroyed, but he wants everyone to repent. 2 Peter 3, verse 9. The moment of preparation is now. I would like the church to say, today is the day. Don't wait for later. Amen. Jesus says, I am coming soon. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. I'm going to say it again. I am coming soon. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. Revelation 3, verse 11. He said he is coming soon. And he is talking about crown. So you are royalty. You are not just anybody. Amen. You are rich. The fact that you have God.
God has everything in His kingdom. I want you to be happy. I want you to be positive. I want you to have a high self-esteem because your Father has everything. You are royalty. A crown is waiting for you. Amen. Therefore, you need to be watchful because I don't want anybody to take your crown. And there's somebody, the devil, he does not want you to have your crown. So be watchful. You need to pray a lot. Prayer will help you to have a great relationship with God. When you fail, prayer will help you. He is coming soon. He wants you to be ready. If you believe that, He will come. You want to prepare yourself. You want to be prudent. And you want to persevere until He comes. I am asking you to raise your hand. Amen. I don't know if there's anybody who wants to give his life to Christ today. I don't know if there's someone who wants to say, God, you are mine. God, I want to give myself away. I don't know if there's someone who wants to recommit himself to God. If you already commit yourself to God, you can recommit yourself to God. I invite you to stand with me as we are finishing. Let us pray. If you feel like God is talking to you, it's fine. You can come before the altar. We will be praying. If you don't give your heart to Jesus, the time is now. I invite you to give your heart to Jesus. You are not too small. You are not too young. You are not too old. God needs your heart. God needs you. God wants to have a relationship with you. Bow your head and let us pray. Dear God, we thank you so much for who you are. We thank you for your words. We thank you because we are not alone and we will never be alone. We thank you because you will come soon. Father, prepare us. Help us to persevere. Help us to be prudent. Help us to live a Christ-like life. We need you. Minister to us. Fill us with the Holy Spirit. Help us so we can act differently. We want to experience your love and not only experience your love, but believe in who you are. Believe in your grace. Believe in your sacrifice. And believe that your blood is powerful enough to cover us. Father, we thank you. Thank you for each and every one of us. We love you, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen, amen, amen. God is good. Amen. Amen. I would like to say thank you to each and every one of you. And thank you to my wonderful friend, Pastor Nolan. Without him, I would not be able to make it. But God bless me with his presence. We are going to pray. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you so much. We cannot wait to see you. Thank you because you will come soon. We cannot wait to sing and shout the victory. May your peace cover us. May you give us joy, rest, happiness, peace. Stay with us. And bless us. We thank you, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We invite everybody to stay for